Afghanistan. Saturday, three American soldiers were killed in Afghanistan in two separate attacks, according to earlier NATO reports that did not specify their nationality. Afghanistan. Yesterday, two more NATO soldiers of unreported nationality were killed in IED attacks in eastern Afghanistan. Afghanistan. Yesterday, an Afghan army soldier opened fire on NATO soldiers, killing one of them, again of unreported nationality, again in an unreported location in southern Afghanistan. This seems to happen over and over again. Afghanistan. Yesterday, in downtown Herat, a place considered safe from insurgent attacks, a car bomb detonation outside a NATO reconstruction base sparked a firefight. Four more insurgents wearing bomb vests stormed another building and opened fire on the Italian-run base of a provisional reconstruction team. The battle raged on all morning before Afghan and NATO troops killed one insurgent and captured another. This leaves at least two attackers unaccounted for. Presumably they escaped. Almost simultaneous with the first car bomb, possibly as a diversion, a second suicide car bomb at a bus stop killed at least four Afghan civilians and wounded 37 more. Needless to say, the Taliban claimed responsibility for the entire attack. North Waziristan, Pakistan. Yesterday, two NATO helicopters violated Pakistani airspace for the second time in a week. In an earlier incident last week, NATO attack helicopters fired on a Pakistani border post, wounding two security people inside. This is legally an act of war. Baghdad, Iraq. Today, another bomb, four more dead civilians. A security source told Aswat al-Iraq news agency this was a roadside bomb in the western part of the city. Baghdad, Iraq. Sunday, a bomb planted in a liquor store served as bait to draw in police for a second bomb blast, killing an Iraqi soldier and a fireman. Police officials say the second bomb instantly killed one soldier and a firefighter died later at the hospital. They say five soldiers and five firefighters also were wounded. A hospital medic confirmed the casualties. Kut, Iraq, Monday. An explosive charge flew off against a U.S. Army patrol in southern Iraq's Kut city on Monday, but losses were not reported, according to a Wasit security source. Wait a minute! What U.S. Army patrol? What bomb? I thought U.S. combat operations in Iraq were over! Oh yeah, that's been said before. Washington, D.C. today. The Washington Post printed a top-of-the-front-page story claiming the cost of the war in Afghanistan will soon force the U.S. to withdraw. Already $113 billion has been spent just in Afghanistan just since the 1st of January this year, while GOP budget cutters are claiming the U.S. needs to turn Medicare into a voucher system to save money. Even the president's advisors say the war cannot be afforded. Under these circumstances, with the Taliban and all other insurgents aware of the debate, the chances that the U.S. can win anything in Afghanistan is exactly zero. Mr. Barack Obama, the longer you stay, the more American soldiers will die, the more tax money will be spent, the bigger the deficit will grow, and the more civilians will die in Afghanistan. The outcome of the war will not change, and the same thing is true in Iraq. Now is the time to pull the plug, bring all the troops home today.